From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The war on terror in Afghanistan. There are reports of several bombings around the capital of Kabul today. U.S.-led military forces say they've killed a large number of Taliban insurgents, at least 35. There is a big campaign against Taliban strongholds in southern Afghanistan, which is also where most of the world's opium grows.
The war on drugs in Afghanistan. A UN report last week noted a big decline in opium production last year, down more than 20%. But writing in the Financial Times newspaper, Rachel Miraji says officials are predicting a surge in opium production this year. Afghanistan supplies more than 90% of the world's opium, the base for heroin and other drugs. Rachel Miraji joins us from Kabul. Rachel, what about this apparent discrepancy, a big decline in opium production last year and predictions of a big increase this year?
I think the decline in 2005 was so marked that people realized that in some of the areas where they'd almost wiped out cultivation altogether, such as eastern Nangarhar province, that you would see a slight rise. What has, I think, come as a surprise is that this year looks like it will be a bumper harvest. And in some areas, particularly southern Helmand province, which had been tipped as key for and indicating success in the war of drugs, we're going to see the biggest harvest that province has ever produced. Helmand is in the south and has been a stronghold of the Taliban and drug runners. And Western troops, coalition forces, NATO troops are now moving in there and stirring things up. But what we're looking at is probably the biggest harvest that Helmand has ever seen.
You report that you learned of a letter that Taliban leaders or officials, I guess, had sent around to farmers in this province instructing them to grow opium. That's pretty remarkable.
It wasn't just one letter. It was a series of threatening letters which were posted around communities and circulated throughout the south, not just Helmand province, but also southern Kandahar. The Taliban are looking to disrupt law and order. Not that there has been much law and order in the south. I think there were two things behind the big surge. One, the Taliban are looking to back opium. But two, government corruption is so bad. In one southern province, we're looking at possibly up to 10,000 hectares of government land being used to cultivate opium. Everybody's in it, basically.
But you're saying the Taliban are consciously, and it sounds as though fairly openly, using opium as a source of revenue.
I think the Taliban are using opium as a source of revenue, and many corrupt officials across southern Afghanistan are also profiting from the trade. I think it's a very open question whether the Taliban are getting more revenues from this than some government officials who are supposed to be involved in the fight against drugs.
Rachel Miraji reporting for the Financial Times from Afghanistan. Rachel, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.